This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen told the bloc's leaders Friday there were, quote, low expectations, end quote, a post-Brexit trade deal could be struck with Britain. This, according to EU sources, and coming just 2 days ahead of a crunch decision on talks. An EU official said leaders heard the probability of a no deal is higher than of a deal in brief discussion of Brexit at a marathon Brussels summit. Time continues to tick down to a Sunday deadline to make a call on prolonging negotiations or giving up. The pessimistic tone came after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned Thursday there was a, quote, strong possibility, end quote, of no deal, and instructed his government to prepare for Britain to crash out of the European Union's single market at the end of the year. Turkey dismissed Friday as biased and unlawful an EU move to draw up a list of Turkish targets for sanctions in response to Ankara's drilling activities in the Mediterranean. Turkey is at loggerheads with EU members Greece and Cyprus over energy resources in the eastern Mediterranean. Ankara has been challenging Athens over maritime territory in the region by repeatedly sending a gas exploration vehicle into disputed waters. After the marathon summit Thursday, the bloc decided to draw up a list of Turkish targets for sanctions. France, Greece, and Cyprus are pushing for action against Turkey, but other EU nations, including Germany, Italy, and Poland, oppose slapping broad sanctions or an embargo on a fellow NATO member. The countdown is underway for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's anticipated final approval of a coronavirus vaccine developed by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech, shown to be 95% effective in preventing COVID-19. This is VOA News. The effort to pass another virus relief bill to help the United States' struggling businesses and unemployed workers has hit a new roadblock in Congress. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There were hopes for a compromise measure being crafted by a bipartisan group of senators. They looked at giving Democrats some of what they wanted to help states and cities deal with the pandemic, while shortening the GOP demand for a liability shield. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has shot that compromise down.
While Democrats hold the Paycheck Protection Program hostage over controversial state government bailouts, family businesses are closing.
Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer.
There is strong bipartisan support for state and local aid. There is not the same broad bipartisan support for sweeping corporate immunity.
Both the Senate and House leadership say they won't adjourn Congress without passing a virus relief measure. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Nigeria's health minister warned the country may be on the verge of a second wave of COVID-19 infections, as another official said the country expects to roll out a vaccine by April next year. The health minister later in the briefing said Nigeria is hoped to start with at least 20 million doses from the COVAX facility, initially covering healthcare workers and vulnerable people who would be most at risk if infected, such as the elderly. Thursday, the African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urged rich countries that have ordered more COVID-19 vaccines than they need to consider distributing excess doses to Africa. Pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca's Russian branch said Friday it would use part of Russia's homemade Sputnik V vaccine in further clinical trials. The pharmaceutical company said that adults over the age of 18 will be enrolled in the trials. While the Sputnik V jab uses human adenovirus vectors, AZD1222 relies on adenovirus from chimpanzees. European Union leaders have reached a hard-fought deal to cut the bloc's net greenhouse gas emissions substantially. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A 55% drop compared with 1990 levels has been agreed for the end of the decade. The deal avoids an embarrassing deadlock ahead of a UN climate meeting this weekend. Officials have wanted to toughen the bloc's intermediate target on the way to climate neutrality by mid-century, after a group of reluctant, coal-reliant countries finally agreed to support the improved goal. EU Council President Charles Michel says Europe is the leader in the fight against climate change with this new deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.